I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Well, you send us a picture of your patio, Brad and John at KISM.com. And at the end of the month, we'll kick off March by pimping out your patio. It's pretty nice. Check out KISM.com. There's a house in Maple Glen, Pennsylvania. Nice suburb, about 15 minutes outside of Philadelphia. And it went on the market on Thursday. And the listing just blew up. It's a nice home. And it has a fully operating sex dungeon in it. And it's not like when you think dungeon, you think, you know, maybe it's dark and pipes leaking or something, you know. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But no.
Loud furnace.
Yeah, no, this is really nice. I mean, you know, tiles and well lit and everything looks like it's just really nice. And it's got the bed with chains.
This would be in a better Homes and Gardens.
Yes. I mean, it is. It looks like it's
sex
in a
dungeon.
It's in a mansion. You know, it looks nice. Two racks of whips, a sex swing, a bunch of other torture stuff. I don't know what it all does, but there's like this star rack thing you can get mounted to and what have you. The realtor ended up taking the sex dungeon pictures off the listing, but once they hit the internet, it's there forever. They said if you're interested, the house is $750,000, 5 bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and the sex dungeon devices are included. And I mean, if you look at it, it looks like if like Pottery Barn or Crate and Barrel had a sex dungeon department, this That'd is what it would look like. It's well done.
All right. Well, these people have a, you know, career in consulting those who need to make a sex dungeon. These guys mm-hmm. will tell you how
There's
to do it.
There's a YouTube channel that's missing something.
Sure. Okay. Now, I got to tell you about a free beer bash that happened in Thailand the other day when a beer truck overturned and spilled 80,000 cans of beer onto the road. And apparently, many of them were not pierced. So you could go get the can. And that's what a lot of people did. Hundreds of residents descended on the street. 58-year-old truck driver said he was less than a mile from his warehouse destination when he lost control of the truck, turned a corner, and the beer truck overturned 80,000 cans onto the road. Chaos. Hundreds of people rushing in there to steal cans. Police said that anybody who took a can could face theft charges if they can identify them and all that, but it's a little too late. A lot of people walked away with some free beer there.
And how about this Boston police officer? Cop in Boston on leave after what happened Friday night. He got himself into some trouble when he made some questionable choices in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. He hired two prostitutes he found on Instagram, 22-year-old Melissa Dossier and 25-year-old Niche Riviera. Well, they hit a bunch of bars, went to a strip club, went back to his hotel room. So he's there, the Boston cop with the two prostitutes he met on Instagram. They're getting the party on. Then they stole his service revolver, his service weapon, a black 40 caliber Glock 22 semi-automatic, and they ran off with it. The women anonymously dropped the gun off at the fire station in Providence, Rhode Island the next day, and the cops in Rhode Island tracked down both the women and arrested them for prostitution. The Boston cop is not facing any charges yet, but he's been put on leave while the department investigates.
I can't believe it's news.
Ouch.
Why would you drop it off at the fire? I don't get that.
I don't know, but
you know. There's going to be video surveillance all over the place at a fire department, I would think. You know?
I mean, I don't know if the girls are the knuckleheads in this one. To me.
Well, yeah. It's the
cop just dropping his gun belt there in the hotel room with a couple prostitutes.
At the very least. They're going to blackmail him at the least. You'd think they would do
that. Yeah.